Now are the boys with the Benzedrine beat, a trio of talent called the Big Three.
Ever change your mind about leaving me behind?
The name of the band doesn't really matter. Aside from the Beatles, the Stones, the Who, and the Kinks, few of those long-haired, rosy-cheeked English rockers lasted for more than a couple years or so. But listen, listen to what this local Liverpool band was playing in 1964.
And money too. That ain't all I'll do for you. Baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love and bring it on home to me.
That's right. It's a rather pallid imitation. In the early 70s, black groups, soul groups, once again dominated the British charts. And once again, there was a multitude of eager imitators trying to capture the sound of James Brown and Sly and the Family Stone. There was one group, however, that was definitely a cut above the rest. Six lads, if you will, from Scotland, who were selling out the London clubs and delighting the sophisticated London music press, which figured it had heard it all before and had pretty much given up on the idea of blue-eyed soul. But this group was different, and they certainly weren't imitating the names of any soul superstars. They called themselves, modestly enough, the Average White Band.